Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, one thing we haven't even mentioned yet. What about our Astros? Here's the deal. And you're finding a trend now. The Astros win the first whatever games of the series, and in the series finale, they lose. So, by the way, the New York Post was with buddies yesterday, and he goes, for some reason, the New York Post said, bet the Astros. And that was not the case. When the Astros go for the sweep, they lose. This has happened now three straight times against the Angels, against the Mariners, and now against Tampa. Big ups to Lance McCullers and Jose Urquidy this weekend. They look great. McCullers was awesome. He shut him out. He had a big lead, and he could throw strikes, and that was awesome. He had a huge lead. The Astros just kicked their ass on Friday night. But Lance looked great. Seven innings, three hits. A scrub, not so much. He didn't look all that great. He had a hard time getting through that ninth inning. It was as shut out until the ninth. They put up two in the ninth. The Astros put up three, and then they put up two in the ninth. So they got the job done. Wonderful going into Tampa, where historically the Astros suck.
Been a disaster.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Historically they suck. Now, Urquidy, I thought even maybe a little bit better, because that was a tight game all the way. He had to keep pitching. Four hitter. Five strikeouts, one walk, over seven innings. He threw 91 pitches. That was the best he's looked. Raley came in, got the job done. Ryan Presley gave up the run in the ninth, but Urquidy looked great. And that's the kind of Urquidy that we needed. And he had to pitch that well, because they didn't score. They scored with three runs. And then yesterday... The bullpen gave it up. The bullpen, again, a nice start by Javier. Three runs over five.
Yeah, got that scoreless streak up to over 21 innings and gave up the home run.
But they got the lead. Straw comes up with a big hit, gives them the lead. Abreu gives it back. Raley gives it up. And then Stanek and Emmanuel come in and did a nice job. But, man, Emmanuel might be a keeper.
Fine guys. And the Astros
but
have done this.
Dude's 29 years old, finally getting to the bigs.
And he's been nothing but great. And the Astros haven't done it with necessarily 29 years old, but they have found guys, whether because we weren't just paying attention or they hadn't shown anything, to come in and be unexpected bolsters to their rotation and now their bullpen. Just think about what we thought could have happened. With the Force Willie thing being what it is, and then Greinke getting older, Verlander not pitching, and obviously you losing Cole, and Javier, Urquidy, and when Fromber gets back. Oh, by the way, look at us. We're going to be just fine here.
Yeah.
You don't even have to bank on. You're glad McCullers is doing what he did, but you're not even that worried. You have, looks like, three legit guys, and then if McCullers is going to be what he was over the weekend, all of a sudden that rotation is like.
Well. I mean, when you look at McCullers now, this is four good starts. That's not so bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to take four good starts out of Lance.
I don't mind. Well, the blow-ups are frustrating at the moment, but like when you're having the overview, if it's going to be like four out of five or three out of five, that's great. I just hope it's over 30-plus starts.
Yeah, right? So in his starts so far, he just gets seven innings, three hits, six innings, three hits, two earned runs, three and two-thirds he blew up, five innings, two hits,
Yeah. What can you? That's what you can't. He's outperforming now. His deal doesn't go into place until next year, right? Or does it start this year? The deal starts.
It was an extension. I think that's after this year, isn't it?
I believe so. And we've looked at what other guys make, and the way he's pitching, he's outperforming the deal right now.
He's got 3.38. If he blows up once out of five outings, I'm
great.
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Like I said,
He did have to miss a start again. Well, he was
for
sick.
Illness. That was an injury. Thank you.
That was an injury. It was illness. So, but that's okay. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'll take this Lance McCullers all day.
What are we going to say about Brent Strom when he's no longer here? Like when he decides I don't want to do this anymore? Look, I don't know what you do for pitching coaches, but this guy is one of the more integral parts of this recent Astros run. How does he get treated once he's done?
How does Brent Strom?
Do we remember this dude as one of the better?
No, there's no. Do you remember any other pitching coaches anywhere ever?
No.
I mean, honestly, this dude is.
He needs to be honored somehow. After he hangs it up.
As far as assistant coaches go in baseball, this dude is a Hall of Famer. He's on Mount Rushmore.
He's a Tex winner.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've gone to four straight ALCSs.
And he turned Garrett Cole into the highest paid pitcher in baseball.
Yeah. I mean, what more can you ask out of this guy? No, I think he's... You put together a list of the most important people in the Astros organization right now. You know, it was Luno was up there at the top. And, you know, AJ was a really good manager, best manager in Astros history. But Brent Strom he's still near the top of the list of most important people in the Astros organization. Literally. So they go to New York. They get the day off today. They go to New York tomorrow. I thought Emmanuel was going to get the second start because of the Yankees' left-handed lineup. But instead, they're going with Granky, Garcia, and McCullers. So this will be fun watching them play the Yankees, who are not nearly as bad as they were to start the season.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, are we back to 500 now.
Are we seeing cold in this?
Pardon me?
Are we seeing Cole in this series?
Wasn't he just cheating?
was that what he was doing?
Yeah, he was. Did you see there was a video of him messing with his glove?
Him and Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, so you see McCullers and Cole.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, McCullers and Cole. Wait a minute. Germán is going to pitch? Where's Allison Futter on this? On Germán, or is it just Allison? I hope it's just not Astros.
The unfortunate thing about the Garrett Cole thing is he's pitching really well.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
I don't want to see that, Garrett Cole.
No, it'll be interesting to see him against the Astros. Man, I hope they beat him up.
I hope they just bang trash cans just as a joke, just to screw with them. Like a couple guys go, oh, "We got you, Garrett. Don't worry about it." See how he reacts.
Well, he wasn't even here for that.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's in his mind. He was on the team. For 18, right?
He was here. Yeah, but they didn't do it in 18, remember?
It kind of filtered
in. Stop!
Not according to the report.
What about buzzers?
Anything to screw with Yankee fans and Garrett Cole. That's what I'm looking for.
Let's get Terry in here. What up, Terry?
Quit in reverse, Terry! Hey, how y'all doing today, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I don't know if y'all noticed. Well, I'm sure y'all noticed, but what is y'all's opinion on Reggie Jackson taking over the new role? I guess the new role of Nolan Ryan. I don't know, but I hear that Jim Crane brought in Reggie Jackson to be a consultant. What do y'all think about that?
I don't know. I don't have any thoughts. I hope.
Yeah. What is he actually going to be doing?
Yeah. I don't know.
Great. I guess.
Great. Yeah.
I just don't know what he's going to be doing.
Yeah, I saw that over the weekend. Jim Crane has hired him I guess he has been doing stuff for him. I don't know.
He's working with the charity parts of the field. He's just, I guess, in, this is his quote. I'm involved in, and have been involved with Jim and the Strolls. I'm happy to be here. It's working well. I'm fitting in. All to make the ball club better. And at the same time, we're working on a lot of baseball fields and charity things that we can do together for the community. So he's like a community outreach guy.
See, I think that's nice because Reggie Jackson brings a name. He's a person of color.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it
all,
makes
and,
sense.
And he in the community, he will be. He's still a record. I don't know if the kids know who Reggie Jackson is.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're parents or grandparents.
No, but he brings a huge name to the organization. Yeah. I mean, not an Astros name, but.
I just don't know how much actual stuff to do with the team who plays every day he's going to have to do with. I think he's more
like. That's great.
It's great.
That's great.
Sure.
No, I love that. That's great. I hope he does a lot of stuff in the community. Jackie, she says, what the F? I'm the one who said Lance McCullers got third starter money when y'all act like it was a huge contract. He's properly compensated with a chance to be a
Jackie,
great deal.
Not
we,
everything
did we
is
not
about
go
you.
Over the list?
Yeah, I brought up the names and everyone, and we were like, okay,
Jackie,
it makes sense.
And then you jumped on the
golly,
train.
Golly, Jackie. Not everything's about you.
Jackie, stop. I mean, okay, we recognize for a girl you know a little bit of baseball.
I don't like that.
What?
Because not everyone knows the joke. I get it.
There's no joke here. I'm not trying to be a funny guy.
Jackie, despite the feminine name, and is very feminine, I'll agree with that.
And
I mean,
girl,
it's like
she
it's,
is not.
It's like
she's
you're
not much to look at.
It's almost like his parents wanted a girl and stuck with the name. And considering Jackie, they were right asking for a different gender. Jackie is a guy, I guess, who thinks he knows more than he does. That's what he is.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah, that's what
I
he
mean,
is.
By the way, I don't take no orders from the women. By the way,
or men who sound like women.
Yeah,
like Jackie does.
Yeah,
so. I don't take no orders from the woman. By the way,
by the way. Reggie Jackson was in West Palm for spring training. We couldn't figure out why until this past weekend. Nice. Yeah, Reggie's been, he's been part of the organization now for a little while, and I don't know why they were keeping that a secret. You would think they didn't have to keep that a secret.
Yeah, people just saw him on the field one day. Oh, yeah, let's ask some questions.
Brent Strom, greater than, less than, or equal to Leo Mazzoni. Probably the only two pitching coaches I remember or have even heard of. I'd say equal at best, unless Stromy can add a couple Hall of Famers that are homegrown. I don't know. I guess.
If you guys don't know, Leo Mazzoni was a pitching coach for those Braves teams.
Yeah, for the Braves teams when they were great. I don't know. Whatever. The Astros. I know his value to the Houston Astros is immeasurable.
Mm-hmm.
Immeasurable. How good that guy is. 1014 ESPN 97.5. If you want to get talk draft about Texans draft, you're really. I want to hear somebody that's really excited.
Besides you?
About the Texans draft.
How could you be with no first-round pick and no second-round pick?
Oh, maybe they love Davis Mills. You don't know?
Possibly.
713-780-3776. That's all we're going to do is take calls from people on the next segment who are thrilled, excited, ecstatic about the Texans draft.
I would like
draft.
To hear the scouting report from one of the Mockingdales of Davis Mills.
No. No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Are you sure you don't want to hear?
The Mockingdales?
I would like to hear their scouting report. We've heard from Lance, and Lance is no longer here. So what do they think? Maybe there's a differing opinion of Davis Mills, and I'd like to hear it from the Mockingdales.
No, I want to hear people that are ecstatic about our Houston Texans draft.
That'll be great. Get low when the whistle goes. Wheel.
Fun. Sports. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 10-17. I don't understand this. Look at this. Texans draft. Excited for the Texans draft. People are excited. 713-780-3776. apparently says, well, I don't know who he's talking to, but I'm on Twitch. And we've had a big Twitch day early on here. And so that's nice. Keep on listening throughout the day because we will continue to talk about the Texans draft. That is a stupid take. A QB that is a backup. I don't understand. With 11 games needs to play this year in a year they had no drafts. Stupid.
Well, first we have to discern what the actual message was.
I don't understand. It's poor writing, Stroh's Texans.
Yeah.
But I will say this. You're not going to win anyway. Throw him out there. You like him. You like him a lot. But what a dumb pick if he sits on the bench. And because then and you're going to lose. And now you don't know if you need to take a quarterback first overall. You don't know if you can draft. Here's the deal. You're going to be picking 1, 2, or 3 next year. You need to know whether or not you can trade back and get a bunch of picks. Because there's somebody going to, Spencer Rattler or Malik Willis or I don't know who. I can't believe that the North Carolina quarterback is going to be up there. I just can't. Sam Howell.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But that's, he's projected to be the best. Whatever. Or Slovis or whatever. Whatever it is. You don't know. Listen, if you think, hey, we don't have to take a quarterback here, that would be awesome because you can get a bunch of big. Look at what the Dolphins got for the number 3 overall pick. That would be awesome. Awesome if you didn't have to take a quarterback with that pick. But you don't know if that guy just sits all year. You will have no idea. So put him out there.
And you have to take into account what type of compensation are you getting for the eventual trade of Deshaun Watson? You may have.
Which will be even more.
Yeah. And depending on who you trade with, you may have not only your pick, but I keep mentioning the Eagles. They'll have multiple first round picks. Other teams, I'm just trying to see how many will have multiple first round picks you can trade with who need a quarterback.
Oh.
So you have to. Why would you go into a draft not knowing what you know, anything about Davis Mills?
How awesome will that be? You've got. All the Deshaun, if Deshaun is through this, you have all that draft capital with Deshaun, and you've got all your high picks because you're going to suck this year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It is what the Dolphins did themselves. Now, they did it with the tackle,
you
not a quarterback.
You can turn it around in, I mean, well, I don't know that you can turn it around in a hurry, but, man, you can get real good. You can upgrade the talent on this roster immensely next year.
Now, we watch, if we're looking at the Dolphins as a prime example of building a team and turning it around quickly, they went from a perennial 8-7, whatever, one team, and they took a step back and said, this ain't going to work anymore. And they were awful really early. I think they lost 59-10 in their first game. They got blown out quite a bit. Coaching turned it around. They won 5 games late, and there was some positive momentum, and they used picks and free agency money to do it. So, do you have the right coaching staff in place? Lovie Smith, experienced DC. Tim Kelly, what we saw with Deshaun when he was given the reins, pretty good. At least getting Deshaun to have his best year. You just have to hope the coaching staff is in place to develop some good habits. So, when you're ready to win, you're not making all these big changes to bring in a new staff, which could be a possibility.
Bo Cully greater than Brian Flores. Yeah. Oh, I believe that.
Maybe their head coaches. We already know their head coaches on the roster. Josh McCown.
No, he's not with them.
He's not?
He's not on the team anymore.
Really?
No.
I thought he was next in line.
No, he is, but he's just taking the year off. He don't want to be around this. He don't want
he
to have
want
his
the stench
name
of losing.
This. Let's get Blake in the ATL in here. What do you say, Blake? Blake, you there?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Go ahead, Blake.
Go ahead. All right, Blake.
Hey, this is Glenn again.
Your name is Glenn?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're Glenn?
Glenn.
Okay, Glenn. Go ahead. Sorry.
Glenn, yeah. I called before. I just moved to ATL, and I got invited to a draft party of the day for the NFL, so everybody invited me over. Of course, I wore my Texan gear. What else would I wear?
Right.
So
I'm sure everybody there was wearing it.
Free drinks and free food.
Nice. Nice. I'm all
but
about
we
that.
We didn't have a pick, so the next day, when they draft Davis Mills, I made sure I went to his house, knocked on the door, and looked at him and said, hey, we're back.
He's a Georgia guy.
Yeah, Davis Mills. He's a Duluth, Georgia guy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what did he say when this random dude knocked on his door and said, we're back? Oh. I mean, no answering to that question.
Yeah, I don't think he...
You don't think he actually knocked on his door? No, neither do I.
Let's get Jim in Pearland in here. What do you say, Jim?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's been a while. Thanks for letting me in. I want to tell you this last hour of the show, is 10 o'clock hour, has become my favorite. John, Bell, y'all got a good thing going. I hope you can keep that spot. I am totally excited, absolutely thrilled about the Texans draft, and I'll tell you why. Because I believe that with this Texan draft and this organization, the happiest and most thrilled I will be is that the Houston Texans will be the first time in the history of NFL football or any football anywhere to go 0-17. And I cannot wait. I want Easterby and Cal to hold that record for history, 0-17. I can't wait. Love your show. Thanks. Bye.
They do have a chance to make history.
Well, I don't believe
No that. Team has ever gone 0-17.
No team's ever gone 0-17. First of all, we're not sure how long. You never know when Dell's going to get fired again. So we don't know how long this is going to last.
That's why he said, I hope. He didn't say.
No,
he didn't act like it was guaranteed.
Yeah, because at any point, Dell could be fired. Mm-hmm. So we don't know. And then... As far as them going 0-17,
You want
maybe,
a high pick.
Maybe.
Don't you want to guarantee yourself?
So who do they have next year?
As far as division in the AFC?
But
they're going to be one of the worst teams. So it's not like you can pick a division and go, oh, I could win that one. All the games are going to be like toss-ups for the ones you think they have a shot at, even against the worst teams.
Texans schedule, they've got the AFC East, they've got the NFC West.
They're not better than any team in the AFC East right now. NFC West, it's the same. Every game could be a loss. And who are the last? And then they play who else? Last place besides AFC East. They play who?
They've got
Cincinnati.
For some reason, they got at the Browns.
Why would they play the Browns?
They
didn't finish in last place. They finished third.
The Texans
finished third. The Jags finished last.
Yes, right. That's why they got the Browns
and the
Panthers
and they play the Raiders or the Chargers. The Chargers.
And the Panthers is the extra game.
You can look at that schedule and go, they could lose all of them. The Jags are better than them, at least talent-wise now. The Texans aren't going to see a team that they're more talented than all year long. Every team will have a talent advantage as long as injuries don't decimate a team.
Well, right, because the Jags passed them up.
Yeah.
Right? The Jets passed them up?
Yes.
Ooh, I hate to say that.
Would you rather? Well, I'm not a huge fan of Zach Wilson. So maybe they have quarterback advantage with Terod.
Yeah. I mean, with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, but still.
I'd much rather have.
I'd rather have
Davis
Robert
Mills.
I was going to go with Terod Taylor. I'd rather have Robert Saleh than I would whatever the thing is going on here.
Better than Bo Cully?
Yeah. Well, if you call him Bo Cully, I think you have your own answer. you have a thought on that too.
Hmm. No, I mean, could put some respect on our. Coaches. Is he our head coach? Oh, yeah.
Yes, he had to tell Davis Mills that, but yes, he is our head coach. Head football coach David Culley. Thanks, coach, because I wouldn't have known who you were.
Do y'all even listen to your own show? LZ said Granado and I thought LMJ is overpaid. It's weird hearing y'all talk baseball.
I found the numbers and let everyone know he's not that overpaid. Comparable to
we
everyone
said
else.
That right away.
Yeah, it's not
Jackie.
not like it was a day long thing.
Change history, Jackie.
Jackie, it wasn't a day long thing of
Jerk.
Us saying he's overpaid. We looked at the numbers and figured out he's not overpaid. Stop
A-hole.
Trying to rub it in, Jackie.
Yeah,
shouldn't your
even? It's weird.
It's weird. Someone in Bolivar talking about baseball.
Baseball.
Do you guys even get that? Get the reception to watch the Astros out there? What do you guys watch?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Does Raheel have to hold up the antenna to make sure you get to see the game? Do you get cable out there?
Aren't you watching Lake Charles baseball?
is that what they have?
Yeah.
Locally?
Yeah, that's it. That's what they get. Stop.
Do the cable company even run the lines out there? I don't know. I wouldn't imagine.
I'm just disgusted with you, Jackie. 1028 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. Come hang with us.
ESPN 975. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. Here's some prop bets, Del. Tell me what you like. Justin Fields starts week one of the regular season.
They've been really adamant about that not happening.
Yes is plus 350.
Can he actually gets a preseason?
I think that's something you definitely would bet on. He has a big preseason. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you take that bet? But as far as it actually happening, I think they roll with
Dalton. Better chance him or Mac Jones will start in week one.
I think better chance that Field starts week one. I think.
Will Trey Lance even start before the 49ers bye week? Is plus 300.
Do we know when their bye week is?
No.
We're just guessing?
How does that help me?
How does that help me? What if their bye week is week five?
Even still.
It changes things.
Yeah, obviously. This is a time to bet that.
Since I don't know their bye week, I'll say.
Except they got Jimmy. That's a different deal. I think, okay, Mac Jones, does he start ahead of Cam?
I don't think so.
No, I think. I would bet no on Mac Jones. I would bet yes on Justin Fields.
I would too.
And Trey Lance, I would bet that's tough with Jimmy because they're going to probably win some games with Jimmy.
Well, when he's healthy, they've played. Their record is better, certainly much better, actually, than when other guys are playing.
Yeah, I think minus 500 is probably the bet. Ooh. I don't know that Trey Lance gets any starts. He could be like Mahomes, doesn't get a start until week. And who knows? They're going to be in the playoffs. You don't even know that Trey Lance is going to start at all. Well,
maybe. I mean, you would have to hope if you're a 49ers fan or a backer that what happened in 2019 is more them than what has happened in all the other years when Kyle Shanahan's been there. He has three double-digit loss seasons and a Super Bowl run, so which is real. You better hope it's 19.
Boy, they gave up a lot for a guy.
That's the other thing. You're going to sit him all year when you gave up?
No, he's got to play by the end of the year. But you know what? You're going to be not only a playoff contender, you're going to be...
I don't know that they're a playoff. We'll see.
Oh, I do. I think so. Which, a healthy Jimmy? I do.
Then why, if you're a playoff contender, why are you replacing him? If you are a playoff contender and a possible Super Bowl contender, why are you... Giving up three.
I don't know. They don't believe in him. Then, but guess what? He took you to the Super Bowl. Obviously, they don't believe in him.
That's what I'm saying.
They gave up
So if you believe you are a... People have said Trey Lance needs some time. Even in Kyle Shanahan's offense, which fits him pretty well, he's going to need some time to be the guy that you would want. If Jimmy Garoppolo is a potential Super Bowl... Maybe he doesn't lead you to Super Bowl, but he's there and he's a big part of it. Maybe he's not a win with, as guys like to say. Why are you giving up three? You're using three. You gave up two to draft Trey Lance. And Jimmy Garoppolo's that good, and you believe in him.
Well,
you can't.
No, you not that you so believe in him, but you win with him.
Well, apparently not enough.
Well, because he's not on the field enough. If he's on the field all year, they're going to be a winning football team.
Well, he's there, but they win mostly because of other things.
Well, right.
Their defense and running game. And
he won some games.
He's just much better than Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard.
Yeah, right. Trevor Lawrence, 4,250 passing yards.
No. That's a lot of yards.
That's a lot of passing yards.
No.
Over under 27 touchdowns. No.
No.
Over 300 rushing yards.
Are they going to... Well, I wonder what that offense will actually look like.
over four rushing TDs.
That's possible. They might use him in the goal. He did that some with Clemson around the goal line. Some zone read stuff.
Over 12 interceptions.
That is not a tremendous amount. Well, no, he starts like all that 16. One. That's not a large amount for all 17. Excuse me. That's not a large amount for a rookie.
Yeah.
Does he start all seven? Is there a number for how many games he starts? Because not that they would pull him, but if there's an injury and you actually have a legitimate backup in Gardner Minshew. I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would say maybe he misses a game or two because of injury.
Yeah, it doesn't say. None of that. Jamar Chase, over 1,100 receiving yards.
His teammate last year, how many did Justin Jefferson have?
How many did he have? He had 1,400?
Will he have more yards receiving than his teammate? That would be the number that I'd ask.
Will he have more than
Justin Jefferson did last year?
Had last year? No. Yeah. Jefferson had
exactly 1,400 yards.
1,400.
Yeah. I don't think he does that. 1,100? Joe was a bit of a dink and dunk efficient guy last year. Wasn't a lot of pushing it down the field. Can he get there? Who else is on that roster? Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins.
Yep.
I feel like 1,100 is a little steep.
Probably. Although, Jalen Waddle, over 800.
Deep threat. Going to play a lot. Horizontal guy. They did sign Will Fuller. They do have two legitimate starters in Fuller, health-wise, and Devontae Parker. What was the number again?
Eight. I would kind of like eight.
Yeah, eight. Yeah, are they going to throw them? The issue there, I don't know what their offensive philosophy is. They have two new OCs, and we don't even know who's going to call plays.
Yeah, and with Fuller there, too?
It's a lot.
I'm going to go under eight.
Yeah, they have Devontae, Will Fuller. I probably would go under eight, too.
Devontae, 900.
Smith.
Yeah.
That's a real shot. Who else on that? Who's on that Phillies roster? I mean Phillies. Philadelphia Eagles roster.
I'm going to go over Devontae 900.
I like it.
Except it's Jalen. Let's not forget that, too.
Well, there is that part of it.
Kyle Pitts, over 800. I like that.
Don't they have, what's his name? Don't they have another tight end? Who's pretty good? Not Hooper.
Guy from
Baltimore. The long-haired, red-haired dude.
Yeah.
Hunter. What's his name?
No, it wasn't Hunter Henry.
I'll find it.
Anyway, Kyle Pitts is going to be a big part of their offense.
But 800 yards worth when you have Calvin Ridley and still Julio, unless they trade him.
He'll be gone.
We'll see. Actually, I think his contract is prohibitive from teams wanting to make the move. What the hell is their tight end? I would say under 800. Was it 800?
I'm going to go, I like that, over 800. Najee Harris, over 1,000. Yes.
I don't think so, because that Steelers line it stinks. They were one of the worst rushing offenses in football last year.
But they didn't really run the ball this year.
Well, fine. Block. Who's doing the blocking?
Well, but they just...
The Steelers' identity...
They don't run the football anymore. How good was James Conner the year before?
The Steelers don't run the football well. That is...
They did the year before.
I'm going to look up James Conner, because I think that was like 2 years ago now for him. And I mean like 2018, 19... Let me see. He made the Pro Bowl. Yeah, that was 2018. 19 and 20, nothing. The Steelers don't run the ball anymore.
Well, he was hurt in 19, wasn't he?
He played 10 games, and he played 13 this past year.
He was out for six.
He was still only 416 carries. They just don't run the ball anymore. The Steelers aren't. That's not their identity. Maybe they'll get back to it with an older Ben, but that offensive line needs to get fixed. So I'm going to take 1,000. And even James Conner didn't run for over 1,000. He ran for 973, And well, he only played 13 games. And is he going to get all the carries, Najee?
Mm-hmm. I think Najee will get most of all the carries.
I don't think they're capable of getting him 1,000 yards yet. We'll see what that offensive line looks
player
like.
Player with most rushing yards, Javonte Williams or Travis Etienne? Williams.
Denver. Yeah, if Robinson's still on the roster in Jacksonville, I'm taking Williams.
More receiving yards, Kadarius Toney or Rashad Bateman? Toney.
If you trust Daniel Jones.
If you can trust Daniel Jones, right. Most receiving yards, Elijah Moore, Rondale Moore, Terrace Marshall, Atwell, or Eskridge. The favorite is Moore.
Oh, there's a lot of, aren't there a lot of small receivers we're talking about in that group?
Yeah, plus I don't know if Marshall's going to be healthy.
Or except for Terrace.
Atwell.
The other ones are small, right? Terrace Marshall's the only big outside guy. The rest of them are like inside slots. That's my issue with Kadarius Toney. A smaller inside slot, is he going to get enough chances? We'll see.
Yeah, but who else they got to catch the ball there in New York?
Didn't they add a guy in free agency? I don't know what their roster looks like as far as
total sacks, Jalen Phillips over 6.
How many does Shaq Lawson have? I think he can match Shaq's output, and I think Shaq had less than 6. I'm going to go over 6 for Jalen.
And could he pay over 5?
He wasn't that well. He didn't play a lot of games last year because just the Big Ten didn't. He wasn't really productive. I'm going to go under for him.
More sacks, Micah Parsons or Zaven Collins?
From the linebacker spot. If Zaven Collins gets back in shape, Shaq Lawson had 4 sacks last year. So I think Jalen Phillips has a shot at 6. Lance was talking about how Zaven Collins has gotten like the 270 plus range just because he's been hanging out and, you know, instead of working out, you know, just hanging out and eating, drinking, allegedly.
So go to the Super Bowl, remember?
Yeah. So as long as he's in shape, I'm going to take Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is a more explosive athlete.
And then more interceptions, J.C. Horn or Patrick Surtain? Even money.
That's about, I don't know. That's predicting cornerback picks. What is that about? They're both going to start. What type of coverages will they be playing? And
how often will they be thrown at?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
spend your Cinco de Mayo with the Houston Rockets when they take on the Sixers at Toyota Center. That's Cinco de Mayo. As low as $30 per person, you receive a ticket to the game, a blue H-Town margarita, and a quesadilla. All tickets can be purchased in groups of 2 or 4. Basketball, margaritas, quesadillas. Doesn't get any better. A fun night out in Houston with your friends on Cinco de Mayo or your girlfriend. You can take your wife or girlfriend, and she likes quesadillas too. She likes margaritas, blue margaritas. They're fancy. All you got to do is go to Rockets.com. Rockets.com. Have a fun night out. Go to the Toyota Center and get in on the fun. Let's go. That's Rockets.com. 2 tickets, $30 per person. Ticket to the game, blue H-Town margarita, and a quesadilla. All at Rockets.com. That's Rockets.com.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Worst nightmare ever, Del. Worst nightmare ever. A man in a porta potty at Gettysburg went to the porta potty. A tree fell on him on the porta potty while he was in there, and he had to go to the hospital. Okay? So this is the worst thing that could ever happen to anyone.
Well, it's one of your greatest fears, and it's understood. Yeah, I can probably count on two hands the number of times I've gone to porta potties, just because I don't even like the thought of that possibility. Nah.
Mm-mm.
Nah, I'm good. I'll hold it. I don't need... Look, it could be anyone. It could be just someone, yeah, I'm going to kick this and see what happens. No. Sorry, I'm not subjecting myself to that.
No, I'm not even going in a porta potty ever again, no. Because a tree could fall on you. Can you imagine how gross that would be?
Well, you know, in those movies, I was watching this this movie set in South. It was a series in Korea, and this it was in kind of period piece where these guys were getting invaded. This town or city was getting invaded, and a guy who couldn't fight, he hid. He was like in one of the outhouses, and he goes, "I'm either gonna die or hide." So he jumped in the hole in the outhouse. I was like, oh, it was so bad.
Well, what about what? The millionaire in India?
Oh, Slumdog?
Slumdog Millionaire. He, when he was a kid, he had he couldn't get out of the porta potty, and he went, oh. Hello Kitty has launched a bloody collaboration with shocking horror anime. Do you want to see Hello Kitty splatted to death?
Nah, Hello Kitty was very popular when I was in school. Not for me, but I know a lot of girls in class would have the pencils and the pencil cases. Yeah. And I was like, no, well, it's not for me. I don't want any of what you just said.
So, did you go along with British fans to Man U? They went to Man U and they protested the Glazers?
Are you asking me? Oh, if I flew to across the pond to go protest?
Yes.
No, I did not. I stayed home and watched the draft and then some basketball.
You did, instead of going?
It's not even my team. Why would I do that? My team isn't owned by the Glazers. My team, who stinks, is going to get relegated. It's owned by Shad Khan.
I mean, they had like a war.
Yeah, they had to postpone the game. The Liverpool, a big match between two of the bigger clubs in Europe, had to get postponed. Now they're both involved in the now failed Super League, and the Man U fans are like, "You're not playing today. Sorry, we're just going to hop on the field and do what you'd like." So they had to postpone the game.
So they did. You see Jay Glazer? He said,
"Yeah, he had to." He guys, had to, it's hey, not me.
I'm not the Malcolm.
I'm
Glazer.
Not in that family. My family does not own
We're
Man U.
We're from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Stop. We don't own Man U.
Please stop tweeting me.
Apparently, a man was none too pleased. Have you ever had to do this with Granny next door? He was none too pleased with his neighbor, so he built a wall of cow poop in between his and his neighbor's house. Did you ever have to do that?
No. Where do you find that much cow? Like actual cow poop, or are we talking about fertilizer?
Actual cow poop.
Where do you find that?
Yeah. I don't maybe. Well, it looks like it's a farm.
Okay. Then he has it.
He built a wall of cow poop.
So he just saved it all and just at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care what your neighbor did. You're at fault when you decide. If you're crazy enough to build a wall of cow poop, you can't be enjoyable to be around.
Mm.
There's no way it's the neighbor's fault.
Yeah. Do you want to do this, though? A woman on TikTok.
Probably not.
Is explaining how you can get your soul to leave your body and visit anywhere in the universe. Do you want to do that?
Astral projection?
Yeah.
Well, where does she want to visit? It doesn't sound awful.
I don't know. Where do you want to visit? She can help you get there. But you can't do it by yourself, so you have to pay her.
I need to pay her?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, you don't want to travel anywhere.
Oh, look,
you know how expensive it is to get your soul to travel across the universe?
I don't know the prices. Is it like, do I get to pay her in Bitcoin? What does she want? Non-fungible? What does she want? Non-fungible? What does she want?
She wants what?
She wants
care.
Actual money,
whatever.
Venmo, cash.
You know how expensive it is?
It's only expensive because
give her whatever she wants.
It's only expensive because she's setting a price. Why? If someone else could help me do it, maybe it's for free.
Blue hair.
I'm going to do some.
So maybe maybe I can get her some hair color.
I'm going to do some comparison shopping first.
Dell, the doctor who declared that vaccines are unnecessary, guess what happened?
Did he get COVID and die?
Yep, pretty much.
Shocker.
Yep, pretty much.
I was freaked. I wasn't freaked out, but I couldn't find my mask. I was need to go into CVS, and they had a sign that says, if you don't, you know, the whole sign. Signs are mandatory. So I'm like, do I put a shirt over my nose? Do I just go in there and go, hey, can you point me towards a mask? Because you know I'm not one of those people who's not just doing this because he wants to and it's freedom and all that stuff. I was like, so I looked, and I'm like, covering my nose. And then the guy goes, I ask, hey, do you guys have masks that aren't like in the packages that cost me $30? Because that's what they're selling. He goes, yeah, we have some back here. Don't worry about it. It was fine. Hey, he didn't care.
Listen, you got the vaccine. Hey, I'll walk around, do whatever I want now.
They don't know that. Do I just carry my card and a lanyard now?
A British sex toy company, Love Honey, has received an award from Queen Elizabeth. Congratulations.
Does she know she gave them the award?
I'm not sure.
What's the award?
Specifically, Her Majesty awarded the UK's biggest sexual wellness brand.
Oh, look at that.
The Queen's Award for Enterprise.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Do they get to meet the Queen?
It's the highest accolade for business success. Congratulations.
You know when you meet royalty, like in the... Like, I assume you bring a gift along. So if they meet the Queen, do they hand her one of their toys as a gift?
Mm.
You think that'd go over well?
Mm. Here, Queen.
Yeah. You gave us
Prince
an award.
Prince Philip died, right?
Oh, well, so now you think someone has to fulfill that role? What's the matter with you?
I don't know. Netflix actors were arrested.
For what?
Well, they were filming a robbery scene. Under siege by armed police, believed it was a real thing.
Was it in this country or one of their European shows? It feels like something that would happen in Russia.
It is. A Spanish director almost got arrested while filming the scene. Oh. Power Boys.
Never heard of
this. Never heard of it. Set to premiere next year on Netflix streaming.
Well, okay, that makes sense.
Panic began when neighbors called 112. Let's see, it's a foreign country. To report that a group of hooded men armed with automatic weapons had entered Alginet's City Hall.
Hmm.
And arrested. Yeah, they got their mugshots. Congratulations. We're just acting here.
Is there a permit?
We are pretty good actors.
Aren't there permits in place for all this stuff?
I would imagine.
That the police, the authorities would know filming's going on?
Toronto's public health is investigating possible COVID-19 outbreak.
Okay.
At their quarantine hotel.
That went well.
That's
for them.
A shame.
That went. Yeah, Canada's having a real problem.
Yeah, you'd be better off if you were America, Canada.
Well, we say that.
Do
all
you
the time.
Think we should just take them over?
Why
solve their COVID problem?
Well, they can't. Their teams can't play their games there. Like,
yeah,
they're both in Florida playing games.
Americans now.
They might as well be.
Thanks. We'll take all your teams. We don't want your football.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily.
Although, we're going to join forces with the XFL.
Oh, really?
CFL and
CFL,
XFL.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Are we going to change the rules?
Which is going to be the greatest football league in history.
Are they
going to
be running starts in the XFL?
Hopefully.
That'd be awesome.
Let's go. We're done. Charlie Pelillo is next, talking draft, Astros, Rockets, it all, right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.